I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
We have troubles already.
We do, but the good news is the crash that we had southbound I-15 at about 700 South has cleared. Still a little bit of backup left over from that, but all lanes are open. More heavy and slow traffic filling in Murray to Midvale. Northbound I-15 also getting a little crowded as you're going from the Southtown Mall to the South Interchange. Len?
Pretty good move, Maven, as you head your way into the Davis County area. A little bit of slowing at the North Interchange. And then Bangor Highway on the west side is very tight as you approach the 201 freeway from either direction. Get out of the holiday chaos, escape into tranquility of a 70-degree rainforest with indoor rainstorms, flying birds, and tropical plants. What's this magical place? Tracy Aviary in Liberty Park. Visit tracyaviary.org. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Grant Wayman says we're headed down to 25 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 39. Wednesday, it's 40 degrees. The weather pretty much stays the same right through Thursday.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Broken clouds, 42 degrees.
It'll be just a little bit busy on the roadways. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story. State lawmakers think they might have a final tax reform bill ready, but the public will get a chance to have their say during a hearing at the Capitol tonight. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live in the 24-hour news center. She has this preview. Kelly, is there any good news for taxpayers?
Jeff, under the current plan, most people will see about a $300 per year income tax cut, while the child tax deduction goes up to $2,500 per kid. Lawmakers are proposing those bigger cuts and credits because the state's projected to have hundreds of millions more in the bank than they thought. But some taxes will be raised. You'll pay sales taxes on services like streaming and even fortune telling for the first time. A gallon of diesel will be 6 cents more expensive, and the full food tax will be restored, though more people will qualify for a tax credit to offset that at the end of the year. Governor Herbert's expected to call a special session of the legislature later this year. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 401. A hunting trip leads to hypothermia. Maria Chaleos is here with the story.
Jeff, three duck hunters and their dog are recovering well after an accident on Utah Lake in nearly freezing water. Officials with the sheriff's office say if they were in the water for much longer, they could have died. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Utah County with the details. And Paul, how long were they out there?
Maria, they were in there for nearly an hour, and keep in mind that the water was only 36 degrees. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says the weather got rough after the hunters went out on the lake, and they were stranded roughly 1,000 yards from shore.
They were about chest deep in water, but one of the things that really complicated is they had these phragmites, which are just basically wetland grasses that are 8 to 10 or 12 feet tall.
Cannon says those long grasses made it extremely complicated for them to walk out, so it took about an hour for them to do so. Only one of the hunters had waders to stay dry. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Technology industry leaders and Utah government leaders announced today a huge investment in computer science education for public schools. West High sophomore Fifi Teklemedin spoke at a news conference about how every student needs a CS class.
Computers are all around us. Not giving kids the skills to understand them is the same as failing to teach them a language the rest of the world fluently speaks.
The governor is calling for $10.2 million in his budget for computer science classes, and Silicon Slopes companies announced $4 million trust fund that they say will only grow. KSL's top national stories this hour. Investigators are examining an incident at a flight school as they work to determine a motive for the mass shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
ABC News has learned the FBI is investigating an incident from April when an instructor mocked the appearance of Mohammed al-Shamrani in front of several other military trainees. The companies responsible for the training said appropriate personnel action was taken after the incident, and they're cooperating now with the investigation.
The FBI has seen evidence the attack could be the result of terrorism, problems the shooter was having at the flight school, or a combination. The city of Pensacola, Florida, is under cyber attack. Hackers have crippled the city's phones and computer system. ABC's Andy Fields says it's unclear if it has anything to do with that deadly shooting.
Pensacola, Florida city computers went dark after a weekend cyber attack.
We have disconnected much of our city network.
Pensacola city spokesperson Casey Lagarde says hackers hit their phones and servers, but at least one critical system is okay.
911 and emergency dispatch services are not impacted.
The FBI investigating if this is related to the terrorist shooting at the nearby Pensacola Naval Air Station. Andy Field, ABC News.
The back and forth between Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren over transparency continues. Your voice, your vote. 2020, Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Maria Buttigieg is announcing he'll reveal his top financial supporters and open his fundraisers to the press. It comes after weeks of spatting between he and Warren over transparency in their campaigns. She targeting him throughout the weekend for holding closed-door fundraisers. He has criticized her for not showing her tax returns before 2008. Then last night, she released her millions earned over decades working as a bankruptcy attorney. Buttigieg also taking heat for not revealing clients he worked for during his time at McKinsey, a top consulting firm. He says he signed a non-disclosure agreement and is now publicly urging them to release him from it. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. The man who inspired millions to dump buckets of ice water on themselves to raise money for ALS research has died of the disease at age 34. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
Pete Freites was diagnosed with ALS in 2012, and he was just 27 years old. His family says the Massachusetts native never complained, but saw that as an opportunity to give hope to other patients and their families. One way of raising awareness and money sparked a global craze. The Ice Bucket Challenge has raised more than $220 million since the summer of 2014. The original bucket's now in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Freites, who is survived by his wife and daughter, will be remembered Friday in a memorial mass at his alma mater, Boston College. KSL News Time, 4:05.
A quick check on traffic now. Ricky, what are you seeing?
A small accident in Provo Canyon, westbound Highway 189 at SR 92, the tunnel. It is out of traffic on the right shoulder there in Utah County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
On the way, one of the hottest toys this holiday season. And it's disgusting.